Thank you, guys. That was very patient of you. That's a new one. It's on the new album, Speechwriters LLC Gets Laid. No, I'm kidding. That's what my mom keeps wanting me to tell, call it, and I don't think it's right. I don't think it's good. So this is the part in the show where we subtly divert your attention to our presently unmanned merchandise table. We have compact discs and t-shirts, and we're going to go ahead and give away one of each, except for the t-shirts, by asking you guys a trivia question. And our trivia, I think it used to be kind of tepid. Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of our trivia. Luckily, I'm an alcoholic, and I live in Seattle now, where they've got quiz night at the bars everywhere. Yeah, go Seattle. yeah, except for Ballard. And so I think I might have one for you guys. Yes, okay. If you have iatrophobia, what are you afraid of? The unspoken second part of this is that whoever gets it right gets a CD.
And just yell it out.
Iatrophobia. I-A-T-R-O-phobia. Okay, that one might have been a little hard. I'm going to ratchet it down a couple of levels. Let's see. The answer is it's a fear of doctors, apparently. Yeah.
Pediatrics?
No, just iatrophobia. Yeah. Okay, if you're a selenologist, what do you study? Selenology. With an S.
All right.
Well, do they just not teach Latin in the schools anymore? Am I showing my age here?
All right. What was the third country to get the atomic bomb and you four are not allowed to answer? Yes, you. Wait, excuse me? China is incorrect. The third country to have the atomic bomb, you? The U.S. was the... Get out! We are number... That's awful. God, you got a pitcher? I'm sorry. All right. Anyone else? There's like, who said England? England is correct. What's your name, sir?
John.
How are the pictures going? Are we looking good? Can we get some girls up on stage and look? Or dudes, whatever. My girlfriend's looking at me like, no. All right, yeah, there's a CD in that. We'll just trust that he's going to get a CD and we're going to keep playing music then.